Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the famous Johann Strauss operetta, The Tippity Baron, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Mimi Benzel. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, lovely Mimi Benzel is my gypsy sweetheart, and I shall be... What's that? You've never heard of me? You mean you don't know all the remarkable things that I've done? Well, listen.
I can climb through a star, slay a dragon with ease. If you like what you are, it's a breeze, it's a breeze. I can climb through a star, slay a dragon with ease. If you like what you are, it's a breeze, it's a breeze.
Yes, I'm quite a fellow.
There's nothing new beneath the sun that at some time I have not done. I've sailed upon the seven seas. I've studied Polish and Chinese. I've planted peanuts in Brazil and was a barber in Seville. And once I had a good position, assisting a renowned magician. I pulled the rabbits from a hat and doubled as an acrobat. I've been a painter and a farmer, a clown and serpent charmer. I've moved in low and high society. My life has never lacked variety. I can climb through a star, slay a dragon with ease. If you like what you are, it's a breeze, it's a breeze. I can climb through a star, slay a dragon with ease. If you like what you are, it's a breeze, it's a breeze.
Dandor Barankai, jack of all trades at your service.
But why have you come back to this old wrecked castle, Sandor Barankai?
Ah, old gypsy woman. I've come back to claim my fortune. Tell me, will I ever find it? Is it true that you can read a man's fortune in his hand?
Perhaps.
It is rumored that my father, rest his soul, buried the family fortune somewhere in this neighborhood. I've been wandering around the world. At last, I returned to try to find it. Tell me, old gypsy, do you think I will?
Give me your hand.
What do you read there?
Ah, yours is a wonderful future. All you will inherit a treasure, and you will lead a happy life once you find a faithful wife. In a dream, she will be bidden to the place where treasure is hidden. Ask her to tell her dream to you. What she has dreamed will all come true. When from your wedding night you rise,
I don't believe it.
You are right not to believe a gypsy, Master Barankai.
Why do you say that?
We gypsies are outcasts. People shut and bolt the doors when we come near. We are not to be trusted.
There is no soul on earth so pure.
good and faithful as a gypsy.
Woman?
My daughter. Her name is Safi.
You're very beautiful, Safi.
Your words are as magic as your song.
My song?
Oh, I have heard your song of the sea. Many times I stood on the shore, and across the moonlit waters, I heard the chant of the sailormen.
Oh,
it is a lonely chant the sailors sing, dear Safi. Their eyes try to reach the shore and they dream of a beautiful girl like you.
Sing me that song, Master Valentine.
All right, Safi.
No lad who ever feared the sea, an able sailorman could be. So place his oar on board and oar away from shore forever. Ship ahoy, my dearest love, become my wife, and we shall sail a sea of life. Ah, but who except we two, our hearts forever tried and true.
Stop! Stop, both of you! You must not stare at each other so.
And why not, Gypsy?
Though I prophesied that you would find a wife today, Master Barringtide. It must not be Safi.
And why not? She is so lovely.
Such splendor I have never seen. She rivals any fairy queen. Delightful is her charm and grace. A flawless beauty is her face. Her feet are out of red design. Her eyes like gleaming jewels shine. Her lovely lips coquettishly allure and beckon. Her kisses must be heavenly. She is the only one for me.
No, no, it is not possible. You must say no, my daughter.
Her beauty is a thing so rare. we stand and stare. Who thinks that all this grace, some charm, lay hidden on this gypsy charm? I am his apple in my hand. I'll be the envy of the land. I cannot wait to tell her so. Perhaps she won't say no. I cannot wait to tell her so. Mary's surely hope she won't say no. And the rest, and maybe the answer's yes. I won't depart until I win her heart. And if she loves me, and if she loves me, I shall be a very lucky man.
No, listen to me. It was prophesied that my daughter Safi would marry a member of the nobility, a marquis, a baron, a count.
Well, then I am lost, for I am none of these.
That is obvious. Come, come, child.
No, mother, I will not come with you. Baron Kai, the prophecy does not say what kind of baron or count you must be. Gypsies, gypsies, listen to me. What? Master Sandor Baron Kai has returned here homeless as a gypsy. He is one of us. Let us appoint him one of the noble leaders of our gypsy band.
I am a gypsy baron? Then I ask your hand in marriage, dear Safi. Perhaps on our wedding night, you shall dream the dream that was prophesied. Here, here in my arms.
If you wish on a star, for the girl you adore, she will be in your arms evermore, evermore. If you wish on a star, for the girl you adore, she will be in your arms evermore.
Return in a moment for Act Two of The Gypsy Baron. In just a second, I'm going to let you overhear two short conversations. They may seem to be about two quite different subjects, but listen, and you'll discover they have a common denominator, one that reveals an important secret of America's world leadership.
Why, Helen, what a perfectly wonderful new refrigerator. Yes, it's the newest kind, with automatic defrosting. It saves me lots of time and work.
Now, listen again. A traveler talks to the conductor of his train.
Say, I haven't seen many steam engines on the railroads recently. It's mostly diesels. The steamers wear out?
No, but we found new efficiency and economy in diesels. So, useful and valuable as steam engines are, we've replaced a lot of them with diesels.
Yes, one big secret of America's success is constant, unremitting technical progress. We are never satisfied as a people or as a nation with anything but the best we can achieve. Our economic leadership is based on our willingness to sacrifice expensive equipment, even while it still has years of useful life. As soon as we develop superior equipment that promises greater efficiency and productivity. One outstanding example of this principle at work is America's railroad industry, according to a recent article in the magazine Nation's Business, which said, and I quote, "At the depth of the Depression, the railroads launched perhaps the most comprehensive and expensive re-equipment program ever seen with the introduction of the diesel road locomotive." End of quotation. And today, more than 70% of all railroad service is performed by diesel locomotives. Yes, America's railroads and their famous billion-dollar-a-year improvement program are an exciting symbol of the American way of constant modernization and re-equipment, so that you may continually enjoy ever better railroad service. Now here is Act Two of the Lawrence and Lee version of the great Johann Strauss operetta, The Gypsy Baron, starring Gordon McRae as Baron Kai and Mimi Benzel as Safi.
Good morning, Safi.
Good morning, my husband.
See, the The sun is just rising, touching with gold the beautiful face of my wife. Here on the hilltop, close to the old ruined tower, close to the sky.
Your beautiful face, the light of your eyes, your simple grace, so kind and wise, your heavenly kiss, so tender and sweet, fills my heart with delight. My joy is complete. Mine, mine, ever remain. My love for you shall never wane. I live to love you.
Remembered.
What, my beloved?
Last night I had a dream.
What did you dream?
I heard a voice say, go search the ancient tower and you will find a treasure. If you will lift a marble stone, then countless wealth will be your own.
The prophecy. Safi, your mother's prophecy said that my wife would dream of the fortune on our wedding night. Come, let us search the tower. Look. The floor is covered with stones.
Well, hammer them.
Hammer them? But why?
Well, perhaps we can sound out a hollow space beneath one.
Here's one. Look, the stone is loose. Safi, look. Gold.
I see it stream and beam and gleam. I see it flowing. I see it flowing.
Sparkling cold, the gold we hold, brilliantly clinging, joyfully ringing, finally bringing riches untold.
A life of elation and celebration, with banquets and balls every day, no happier creation.
Hunts and races,
masquerading,
serenading,
drinking champagne and wine, having a merry time. Let faith and love of more than gold on earth. They lead the way to glass. Make life a joy to live. A heart that beats for you, forever warm and true. Your love so dear and cherished, and happiness with you.
I see it flowing, I see it flowing. look sparkling gold, the gold we hold. The carter's rich is an hour on board.
Gypsies, here they are by the ruined tower.
Mother, Badenkai and I have found the lost treasure.
Treasure?
Gypsy woman, your prophecy came true. You said my wife would dream where the treasure was, and she did. Safi led me right to the gold.
Your wife? No, I will not allow it. We are man and wife, Mother, by the laws of the ancient gypsy ceremony.
Who performed the ceremony? Who blessed your love?
Who blessed our love? Well, who?
Well, who?
The skylark who hovers above. For church the lovely open sky,
the moonlight descended to me, my wedding veil.
Our candlelight, the shining stars, which left a golden trail.
Listen to me. This marriage is annulled.
Annulled? But why?
I don't understand.
Chandor Barinkai, though we have pretended that you are a gypsy baron, it was a joke. You are not a member of the nobility.
Well, what difference does that make, Mother?
Oh, I am not your mother, Safi. You are the daughter of the last reigning prince of Hungary. So you see why she must marry not just a gypsy baron, but a man of real nobility.
Yes, I see. You know, once upon a time, I thought that life was a breeze. That if a man wished hard enough, he could have anything he wanted. But it's not true. Goodbye, Safi.
I won't let you go.
Yes, Safi.
Oh, Barinkai, where will you go?
Wandering again. Perhaps I shall join the royal service. As for this gold, it is no use to me without my beloved. I contribute it, as I contribute my life, to my country.
Oh, Baron Carl.
Goodbye, my beloved.
Well, my child, they say the war is over. And victory is won.
But there is no word of Barinkai. Look! Look, Mother! Troops marching down the road! We must go see who has come home!
On this victory day, as the trumpets play, welcome home your Tom, Dick, and Joe.
Hooray!
We are back once more from the theater of war, and you see we have stolen the show. I never found out what this war was about. I made out very well in my way. But I kept out of sight when the time came to fight. That is why I am with you today. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jack. It is grand to be back. It is good to see you all again. Hello.
It is grand to be back. It is good to see you all again.
Before I hold you in my arms, my beloved, I bring you a document from the royal court. Here.
A document?
Read it. Perhaps there's something to be said for gypsy prophecies after all.
For valor in the service of his country, Shandor Barankai is hereby named a baron, to be passed on to his children and his children's children for all generations.
And now, my sweet, I can hold you in my arms forever.
If you wish on a star for the girl you adore, he will be in your arms.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Lovely Mimi Benzel will be back in just one moment. And meanwhile, our thanks to Jeanette Nolan, who was the gypsy mother, and to our entire company. The Gypsy Baron, with the music of Johann Strauss, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. Marvin?
All over the country these days, Americans are rolling up their sleeves, helping to provide the blood needed for America's National Blood Program. This program is planned to provide the total blood needs of the country, civilian and military, current and reserve. Remember, there is no substitute for whole blood or plasma in treating the ill or wounded. And our fighting men must depend on you to provide that blood. Giving blood is easy, painless, and takes little of your time, but it may well save a wounded soldier's life. Won't you call your local Red Cross chapter for an appointment tomorrow?
Well, I certainly think you're right, Marvin, and I'm going the first thing tomorrow myself. Now, here again, folks, is our charming guest, Mimi Benzel.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Golly, I could go on waltzing all night.
Well, so could I, Mimi.
Well, what's on the show tray next week, Gordon?
One of our old favorites here on the Railroad Hour, one of your old favorite motion picture musicals. And, well, see if you can determine from this. Recognize that?
Mm-hmm.
The holiday helping of Holiday Inn, Mimi, with the memorable music of Irving Berlin. And lovely Dorothy Warrenshaw will be here to help us all celebrate.
Well, we'll all be listening, and now, good night, Gordy.
Good night, you beautiful gypsy. You are wonderful.
All aboard!
My dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night and Holiday Inn, this is Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
The Gypsy Baron was based on the English version by Ruth and Thomas Martin, adapted by permission of the authors and Boosie and Hawks Publishers. It was presented by special arrangement with the Tams Whitmark Music Library. Gordon MacRae can soon be seen starring in Warner Brothers' Technicolor musical, The Desert Song. Our choir was under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music was prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Until next week, this is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for the American Railroad. Now, stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Tonight, The Voice of Firestone features Nadine Conner on NBC.